This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Well, hi, everybody. Breaking news, Kenny is still living on the toilet, so he's not here today. David is saddled up, though. He's ready to roll. Nice to have you back, David. Bobby did the best he could in your stead, but there's just no comparison to David Hatchett Manhall.
You tell me he's not a screaming black guy, huh? Got you.
Factually true on all counts. So we're going to start the show with something totally insane. I'm out of my mind, but I find it interesting, and I'm in the interesting business. And there's no point in screaming and yelling about Lions trades when we don't have anything to go on right now. We're going to package that in a different way. But Rico, you were in disbelief. You were at a very high-level sales meeting earlier, and you sauntered in, and you're like, no, really, what are we opening the show with? And I'm like, exactly what's written there. And you're like, no, seriously, you're punking me. Like, this is practical jokers. And I'm like, no. I have something I think this is interesting. So
we're in an interesting business.
Yeah, right. I want to sell you this pen. And I want to make people aware of something and just have an early conversation. Is that doable?
It's doable.
Unthinkable topic selection. I'm going to open up with the Pistons. Right. As radios across Metro Detroit. Right. Actually, that's live from Kenny's house. Hey, Kenny, how you feeling? So look, hear me before you turn the channel. I want to ask a question of, do we have a developing problem here? And it is with Cade Cunningham. Now, it is no secret, last year I told you, before I signed him to a big extension, I would probably trade him. You're going nowhere fast. This franchise is an insult to stinky armpits everywhere. But you paid him. Here's your problem. You're 0-4. You're the only winless team in the East. You're probably headed to 0-6, to be quite honest, with a road trip to Philly and then the Knicks. Do you realize Cade Cunningham simply cannot close basketball games? And there is no more damning thing you can say about a star than he ain't a closer in basketball. I don't know what the equivalent is in other sports, and I'm not here to talk about him. But Rico, you and I both, when you start naming out guys like Bird, Magic, LeBron, D. Wade, pick an era. Dudes were killers in the fourth quarter, right?
Yep.
You realize Cade Cunningham is averaging 4 points a game in the fourth quarter on 28% shooting? Last night, only 6 points in the second half in sum total, and you blew another game that you had the lead or you're in striking distance. Do you realize Cade Cunningham is on pace to break the NBA's all-time record for turnovers? James Harden at 464. Great. Cade's on pace for 478. It's four games, but work with me. 23 turnovers in four games.
That I did not know. When I saw that, I was like, wait.
And again, wow. Like, for instance, I feel like we're a mortal lock to start out 0-6. And I said, you know what? Let's play the schedule game and have some fun. Do you realize, fellas, I've counted out, they've got 18 games between now and January 1st. Here's what I'd set the over-under at. 7.5. I mean, do you recognize you're staring a god-awful start again in the face? The free agents you brought in are toilet. I mean, Tobias Harris looks like a guy who someone put a gun to his head. His financial advisor's like, look, you're rich, but you really should take this last deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cade can't close. He's not a point guard. He can't hold on to the rock. He's nowhere in the fourth quarter. Do we have a problem? Go ahead and laugh. But I want to know, right here, right now, if you want me to wait, tell me the date. Tell me when I have to wait till.
You don't.
Okay, then.
No, you don't, Mike. I realized that last year. There's a different... Cade could be a star. Some may even think he's Detroit superstar. But you nailed it earlier. There are certain players, man, they own the fourth quarter. Get out of their way. Clear out. I got this. I'm shooting every shot. And if we're going to win or lose with me. LeBron James, Steph Curry. Like certain guys you already know. Just get out of my way. Let me make this. Hop on the back. I'll take you to victory. That's not Cade. Either you have it or you don't. He doesn't. Doesn't make him a bad person. It means that you don't have a closer on this team. You don't have an assassin. You don't have that killer instinct guy who just doesn't care and we're going to win this thing. That's not him. It's never going to be him. So no, there's no arbitrary date because nothing's going
to
change.
You want me to fix it?
You can fix this?
Here's what you have to do. Well, they chose not to fix it because they didn't bring any meaningful free agents here. But I think you have to take every single piece that you have, whether it's Ivy, whether it's Duren. I'm not paying Duren. I'm not paying Ivy. I'm not signing either of those guys to a max. Whether it's draft picks. You need to package it all up, duct tape it like Tommy Boy with the road flares when he shows up at Zielinski Motors, and you got to get a point guard, and you got to move Cade off the ball. Simply put, the turnovers aren't getting better, and I don't know who the point guard is. I just know you're going to have to put an offer together to go and get one because it doesn't work. Cade and Ivy doesn't work, and Cade, Rico, 23 turnovers in 4 games, including several critical ones in the fourth quarter last night. Look, guys, I'm asking the question because here's my problem. Nobody wanted Cade here more than me. But it doesn't mean he should escape criticism. I don't understand how we arrive at a point where certain players skate. Well, everyone has made every excuse for Cade. You know what I want to see? When the ball's in your hand in the fourth quarter, not 4 points a game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I know that.
I think he skated because... We all waited because Cade and Ivy were never healthy at the same time. And it was always, what's it going to be like when these two played together? And you got a glimpse of that last year. Okay, well, give them another year. It's not any better. No, you're right. These two can't play together. Cade's not that killer. He's not the guy to lead the team in the fourth quarter. Maybe 1 through 3? Sure. But you need somebody who can just step up, whether it's driving to the basket, whether it's shooting 3-pointers, who can just do something to help this team win. Because if games ended at the end of the third, they probably have some more victories. But you know, going into the fourth, it's literally, how will they screw this game up? How will they lose it this time? Who will be the person that turns it over? Who will be the person that shoots the dumb shot? Who is it? And it's now where you're just like, okay, when will the first victory happen? Because it's just kind of sad.
And the other problem is, you're nowhere close. I mean, even if you want to sell me that this is a year for Trajan Langdon to do a full evaluation, try to get rid of some dead bodies like Tim Hardaway Jr. or Malik Beasley, get what, a collection of second-round picks I don't care about? There's no way you're going to pay Cade Cunningham north of 25% of your salary cap to sit here and win 18, 20, 24 games. It doesn't even make sense to me. At what point do we add players and actually try to, I don't know, be near to play in? Now, look, it's 4 games in. Maybe they do the unthinkable and turn it around. But in the early returns of me watching this team, one thing is for certain. Cade, in the fourth quarter, is Kenny on the toilet. And it just continues. He's not a closer.
No, he's not a closer. And That's what I need. And I went back. Not because I know it's just four games this season.
Yeah, but we have to talk about
it. But I went back to January 1st of 2024. So the second half of last year into this season.
All right.
And Cade Cunningham only has four double-digit fourth quarters points where he scores in the fourth quarter. Since January. That's a problem. Because what you need, Rico, is every game this year but one, the Cleveland, they were down by 12 points going into the fourth quarter. But every game this year, they've been in it, leading, maybe down by one.
Yep.
And you need that guy to take you in the fourth quarter and say, all right, this is my team, let's go. Whether it's scoring-wise or you're distributing the ball to make things happen. And that's not happening. That's the problem that I have with Cade right now, is he's not that guy. And I hate to say this, but I'm starting to give up on him. I'm the guy that brought him here, and I'm starting to give up on him.
I'm not giving up. I'm just telling you. I don't think it can work because every turnover you have in the fourth quarter that leads to a run out to the other end, those are four-point swings. Mm-hmm. You're not good enough to have a 12-point swing in a basketball game on three god-awful turnovers. Like, you can't do it. Guys, he has 23 turnovers in the first four games of the season. Here's my answer. You got to get a point guard. You got to get somebody who can be a primary ball. Look, I talked about this for a long time with the Celtics. We were never going to win a title with Marcus Smart as our point guard. Why? He's not a point guard. He's not a primary. He can't handle a rock in the fourth quarter and trigger the offense. That's the other thing. Look, it's four games. Bickerstaff, I need some plays. I need some sets. This AAU stuff might work if you're the Celtics.
I was about to say, just don't run up and down the court and jack up
shots.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it looks like in the fourth quarter.
It really does.
Now, that works if you're the Suns or the Celtics or the Lakers. But, like, JB, I don't know if you're aware. You're coaching the main Red Claws here. This is a problem. I wanted to hear from the people. Because, look, I'm not sitting here and telling you everything wrong with the Pistons is Cade. I'm not saying that. But when I lay out a contract that's worth the better part of $250 million, and I know I got to create a winner sooner rather than later, well, here's the thing. Maybe Cade needs to be off the ball. If that's not me blaming Cade. I'm saying, if you have, what was it, David? Four fourth quarters?
Four.
Four fourth quarters where you've, quote, taken over in basically, what, 60 NBA basketball games.
Correct.
You're not a closer. And if you're not a closer, yet you're my highest paid player, that's concerning to me. There's a difference between being concerning and then executing someone. But Rico, I mean, my God.
And you're stuck with him. So you're right. This is the best solution.
What's worse than Cade's fourth? Is it his fourth quarters or his commercials?
His fourth quarters. Because you could always go to acting school. You could always take an acting class at a local community college. Where are you going to learn how to close in a fourth
quarter? You know the commercials are bad when they don't hand Cade the microphone on opening night and they give it to Tobias Harris. The hell was that?
You know what? You win.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Hey, Tobias is back. What about Cade? Tobias. You want Tobias. Yeah, it is. He's not that guy. You need somebody who could help this man out. You need to add some additional players, and it's no one on this team.
You need to do what Houston did. Everybody mocked what Houston did with Freddie Van Vliet or bringing in Dylan Brooks, a guy I know you like. Look, bottom line, Houston's rebuild started when yours did. Their roster looks totally different. Their playoff fortunes look totally different. And frankly, Jalen Green, who I think is a bit of a loser and a weirdo, he's averaging 28.8 a night. Why? He's got some help.
He doesn't have to do everything.
And he's not on the ball. See, that's the other key. Cade can't be on the ball. Do you at least, guys, if you want to blindly defend this guy, cool. Bottom line, can we come together? Kumbaya, y'all. Can we come together and just say, dude needs to be moved off ball? Let's see if that's the compromise.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that promo probably should say the Red Wings are going to lose their third straight game. I could make that edit, David, if you want to run that later. I've asked a question. What? The Jets are really good. You're not.
You in a spicy mood.
You've lost two. Come on. You won a couple of games. You got us all excited. Buffalo, dead. Edmonton, dead. Hey, guy, lose to Winnipeg while you're at it. Complete the Western Canada double. I don't care. David, ticket text. We have asked an unthinkable question to start the show because the Lions thing we'll get to at 3. We do have a trade in the NFL. Another contender stocking up. We'll get to it. But Cade's not a closer. And I just said, here's my solution, because what I'm not going to do, David, great job with the statistic from last year that between January 1st of last year and right now, Cade only has 4 fourth quarters with double figures. This year, he's only averaging 4 points a fourth quarter on 28% shooting. He's cost you games, guys. You've been in all of these games. There he is, fumbling the ball all over the place. Not a point guard. At what point do you arrive in a league where I got to go, you know what? I got to get a primary ball handler. I got to get Cade off the ball. And that in my backcourt, look, Cade's got the size to be a 2. We'll be fine. They got to get a point guard because it ain't Ivy.
No.
I'm not going to pay Ivy a max, and I cannot extend Durin if he can't figure out how to put ball in basket through other methods than dunk. David, what do you got on ticket text? Yeah, I know we're crazy. We started with a crazy topic.
Not ready to say he's not a closer, but agree the lack of fourth quarter production is a major problem. Also agree we need a point guard to move Cade to the 2, and let's see what we have then.
Okay.
Cade is not a winner. He hasn't won at any level. Or you should either package him up for something in the future or put enough around him to make him a non-factor. That is K-Moo in Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, you can't do that, K-Moo. You paid him $230 million. You can't ask him to be Robert Parrish when you played him like Larry Bird. You can't do that.
I had to hear all offseason how much Harris, Beasley, and Hardaway Jr. would positively influence winning. So far, nothing positive has come from this signing. That is from Will.
Tobias Harris looks like Roger Dorn. Honestly, I don't know what the hell they... you know what's funny? I mocked it all last spring. I go, don't worry, you're signing Tobias. How the hell is an idiot like me right about that? They actually did the thing I mocked them for in the months leading up to free agency.
Because I think what happened was, what about this guy? No. What about this guy? He said no. What about this guy? They hung up the phone on us. All right, what about Tobias?
Yeah, who's got credit problems? Honestly, what the hell?
Call up Tobias.
Tobias looks like Monty Williams on court.
Right, and I think
I got 78 more games in this.
Well, Tobias, no, they're never going to bring me back. Pistons need me. I can make some money.
Wait, they're offering multi-years?
You know what? Screw it. Coney Island's for everybody. Let's go.
David.
I'm a huge Cavs fan, and this was the J.B. Bickerstaff experience the fan base became tired of last season. No set plays and zero in-game adjustments.
Yeah, and understand, this is not old boomer white guy screaming for the four corners offense. But there's an element of the National Basketball Association where certain teams need more structure and certain teams need less. I cannot tolerate the Pistons getting a rare stop in a fourth quarter and not turning it over, come down the floor, and it's AAU. I got Rico coaching Moneyball over here, or Money Jam, or whatever it's called.
It's Moneyball.
Okay. You can't. It's nonsense.
And if Cade was a closer, then I would understand it, because you would trust him to do what he needs to do, set the team up, score, whatever.
Right. If Cade had earned that, and he had turned, if Cade was an assassin like Ja Morant, then you look at it and go, okay, less structure, your show, clear out and go. Can't do that. And Cade's on pace for almost 500 turnovers this season. I know it's four games, but I ain't waiting until December. We're here now. We're living in the moment. And I'm seeing some things I really don't like.
I've been screaming this for years. Cade needs to be off the ball. It frees him up to score, and he won't turn the ball over as much. At least I hope he won't.
No, he won't. He won't, because he won't have to initiate. I can't understand how smart basketball people whose lives are basketball can't figure this stuff out. Come on.
Because everybody thinks that they can fix somebody. Everybody thinks that they can turn this person from a nothing into a something. And that's how the GMs and coaches end up getting fired. Because you find out in the end, there was nothing there. This person is what they are. And that's why. If you're expecting Cade to handle the ball, if you're expecting Cade to stop the turnovers, if you're expecting Cade to become that assassin in the fourth quarter, you're mistaken. Because it's not him. It's not going to happen.
David.
I hear there's a guy named Killian Hayes from France. He's definitely available.
Right. Yep, we're good. We're going to Dre in Southfield, 97.1. Dre, how you doing, buddy?
Yes, we get to talk Pistons basketball. I love it. Basketball in general. I'm all for it.
Hey, savor the flavor. This is a rare dish we're serving today.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to call, man. I call anyway, but definitely call this time.
Yeah.
Well, for one, you guys watch a lot of basketball. I think the biggest issue with this organization, I know you like to poke fun at them, and they deserve it, by the way, but I think the biggest issue with this team is that, and Mike, you actually said a little bit, you hinted at this, I think, at some point last year during the big losing streak, when you lost so much, especially young guys, when you've lost so much, it becomes ingrained in your culture, in your mind, in your energy, and even when new guys come on the team who are veterans, it becomes contagious. And I think the biggest issue, and I'm going to get to the K thing, trust me, the biggest issue right now with these guys, especially in the fourth quarter, is that they suffer from that oh-no-itis. They don't know how to win. And they've lost so much. Guys, K, Durin, they never won anything. It's just being there on the Pistons. And so I think they're so ingrained in this cloud of losing that the only way that we're going to see any kind of progression from a record standpoint is somehow they have to find a way to get a winning streak, at least 2-3 game winning streak. I'm talking big picture right now, to really see what they are. I think right now their confidence is so low or easily shaken that I think that's the biggest leading to these huge losing streaks that we're seeing. Now, systematically, I agree that Cade is best off ball. And I disagree in terms of the killer instinct. Go back to his rookie year. David, if you could do it, it'd be great. I think he was in the top five or something, and as a rookie in fourth quarter points scored, he's shown it before. Last year's a loss, right? He was recovering from injury and all that, but his rookie year, he did a great job scoring in the fourth quarter, so he's shown it before. I think part of the problem is systematically he's playing at the top of the key, and he's not a natural great decision maker as a point guard, so as the defense decides to key in on him a little bit more, it's forcing him in situations where he's not at his strength. And the good thing about his game is that he's a three-level scorer to me. He's improved his jump shot as well. That you can hide him or manipulate him in different ways where he can utilize his skill set and therefore not put in turnover-prone situations. But that will require what we all do agree, which is that they need a primary ball handler. And maybe you have to package Durant and Ivy to do that.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Because, Dre, here's the reality. Rico may disagree. I'm not paying either of those guys. So you may as well get them up out of here.
I wholeheartedly agree. And Dre, yeah, I'm looking at the stats. He averaged 4.4 points in the fourth quarter of his rookie season. So you may have seen some big games.
Okay, I could be wrong. I thought it was something that where he was scoring really well in the fourth quarter as a rookie, but I could be wrong. I think overall, the young guy, he's shown that he can be a efficient high score. Like, I think he is somebody that we can't. He may not be a superstar, But he has shown that he can be a damn good player, but he needs somebody who can take – everybody can't be Luka Doncic, right? I think his comp coming out of college that he could be Luka-esque. He's not that.
No.
But he has shown that he can be damn good off ball, but somehow Trajan has to get a primary ball handler, and that's what – and somehow this team has to break this losing cloud. Because right now I think it's really hard to see how successful they can be because they're so ingrained in losing. And – you know, we saw with the Suns. You guys remember when the Suns broke out in 2020 when they had like that? They were bad.
They added Chris Paul.
Yeah, and that helped. But remember, that was the following season. Previously, they were in the bubble, and they went off like a 7-8 game winning streak, and that was the precursor to them getting Chris Paul that offseason, then taking off. They need to somehow, I don't know how it's going to happen.
I'll tell you how. Dre, you know? I love where your head is at. But it's going to happen with by doing what you, not you, but this fan base mocked the Rockets for. Bring in some actual effing players, and you're not going to like the price, but you got to do it.
Or you're not going to like the players. Oh, that guy sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're good. And Rico has more of that next. And before you fret, there's no fretting. We're going to get to the Lions today. We're going to do plenty of football. But I just, it's been bothering me. I've seen it multiple times, and I started doing a little bit of data mining, and I go, nope, you're not crazy. The guy you just handed $250 million to is a zero in the fourth quarter. It's Cade Cunningham. And here's your other problem, guys. It's very simple. You paid the guy. What incentive does he have to get better? All it is a countdown to his reps going, Cade, let's get you up out of here. South Beach sounds nice. Mm-hmm. So, look, you better get a point guard in here and fix this quick. Because you don't have the thing you think you have, which is time. So I wanted to bring it up. I've given you the data, and we got people who want to rap about it. It's a great job by you guys.
Yeah, but I think the point guard that you want is going to be a flawed point guard that people are going to mock and make fun of. Like, oh, you can't bring this guy here. Why? Because this team's doing so great.
Oh, no, I need a good one. Huh. No. I'm not taking broken China. I want a good one, meaning if I have to give up a pick, if I have to give up a Durin, if I have to give up Ivy, I'm doing it. These pieces don't matter. Like, you think Fontecchio is here when you're ready to win? Malik Beasley? You have nothing.
So I'm saying, so the route of, like, maybe you go out and get a Chris Paul-like type of point guard, you're passing on that?
Not that player in specific, but, like, established vet with upside?
I would even take him.
No, I would not. Dude, he's 7,000 years old. He graduated with Methuselah. You can't bring him here.
Yeah, but no, he's still better than what you got.
I am not going to argue. I'm done with this. I'm just going to go.
Sky is purple.
Matt, you win. You nailed it. Matt, 97-1. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? You remember St. Louis Kings?
Who? What?
St. Louis Kings?
Not a lot of people remember. Kansas City had a pro NBA team, but they sucked. And so they moved to Sacramento and became the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
And I'm not saying the Pistons are going to move.
Oh.
But, you know, it's just an idea.
Oh, listen, Matt, if I could blow this thing up and just get an expansion team, I would. It would be my gift to my city. I can't do that.
But I do think Cade is the best player on the team. I know not right now. But he does need help. The problem with that is no one wants to come here. No one's going to sacrifice their career to come to a losing dynasty. Not even a losing team. No one's going to kill themselves to come to Detroit.
No, and look, Sacramento, who you comped, you know how they changed it all? Sure, drafting helped. No. But you know what they did? They made a wildly bold trade that they got panned for, but it has worked out. They took their lottery selection, who was an all-star in his rookie year, in Tyrese Halliburton, and dealt him to Indiana for Donatas Sabonis. Their entire culture flipped. It evened out their backcourt. It allowed De'Aaron Fox to run the team. And now they're at least respectable. And I know last year wasn't as good as the year prior. Light the beam, the whole thing. Matt, you got to be bold. This is the problem I have in this town. And it's what we've seen. We've seen it with the Tigers, the Wings. And I'm praying we don't see it with your Lions. At a certain point, you've got to be bold. It requires risk. The only way you're going to break 15 years of not winning a playoff game, not a series, a game, is bold. And if I am not going to sit here and watch Trajan Langdon with that blank stare on his face, he's basically basketball Daniel Jones, I'm not going to sit here and do it. as he just rearranges the furniture on the Titanic for 2 years. You gotta get bold. We've lost a generation of fans in this town. It's going nowhere. Now, yes, it's four games, but no offense. You want to put your mortgage beating the Knicks? You think you're going to Boston and winning? Going to Milwaukee and winning? Guys, look at the schedule. The season's going to be bleeped up before it begins. And here's our best player, who's a nobody in the fourth quarter. It's worth a couple segments to talk about.
No, it is. And I'm glad the people responded. I just thought you were messing with me.
No, this is sincerity right here.
Are you being serious?
Go to Steve. I'm serious as hell. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Okay. Hey, listen, you're right on. There's no way he should be running the point. He sits the first half of the fourth quarter. He's on the bench. Then he comes in. There's no flow. Nobody knows who's going to take the shot the rest of the fourth quarter. It's a mess. I mean, you got Beasley, Hardaway, Fontecchio, and Sasser. They're all, like, useless. I want to keep Ivy. He can, like, he's a matchup nightmare this year.
All right, so then here's what I would tell you. This is what I said last spring. Let me offer it to you. Steve, you want to keep Jaden Ivey, cool, trade Cade Cunningham. They can't play together.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ivey needs a point guard, and then you got your wings.
But then he's too small to play the two. Like, I mean, it's just, look, if you want Ivey, you got to run up-tempo, you got to get him in the open floor, and you got to play at a high tempo. That's not who they are. You could make it work with Jaden, but it's got to be a distinctly, in my opinion, Rico can certainly chime in here. My opinion, Rico, you'd have to be playing Phoenix Suns 7 seconds or less. If you want Jaden Ivey to be at his peak, it's got to be attack mode in the open floor.
Well, I got a guy for you, okay? And if you watch the Pacers game, TJ McConnell, 15 minutes, 7 of 8, 14 points and 4 assists. The guy looked like a starter, all-star.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's your problem. I mean, Steve, reality on a championship team, he's a bench warmer. He's not a bench warmer. He's a rotational piece. He's scoring more lately than he ever has in his career. That's not the answer. I need a guy that's going to play 35 minutes a night. Mm-hmm. That's not TJ McConnell.
Yeah, he's a situational. He comes off the bench. He helps you. Well, now I'm looking at this schedule of trying to figure out that first win for them.
It'll be what, Toronto in a week? I don't think they'll beat Philly, and they won't beat the Knicks. They'll be 0-6.
Brooklyn's
a chance.
At Brooklyn, they'll win.
Lakers here.
No, not if the Lakers play. See, here's the other thing. This is the problem. We've arrived at a point. Like, do you remember this quote from Jaylen Brown a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Basically saying when we play certain teams in the league, and then he was like, well, Detroit, we run our offense through Sam Hauser. Mm-hmm. Teams don't even try against you. They'll openly sit their people against you.
Right. You know what? Hey, go out there, get your average, and then you're going to go ahead and get benched.
There were years that Steph didn't even play a game in the city of Detroit.
Oh, David, I remember Ja literally went out there, took like the first 10 shots. Okay, we're good. I'm going to the bench. I'm going to the club. See you guys later.
It's just something to keep an eye on as we progress through the year of A, Cade in the fourth quarter. Watch it, track it. Cade with the turnovers. And realistically, as we move forward, Trajan Langdon's going to have to make a bold move early in his tenure.
Did you say Toronto? You think that's their first victory?
No. The Brooklyn one.
Oh, the Brooklyn. Okay. Brooklyn's there. I was about to say Toronto's November 15th.
How about this? Hold on. David, 1 second. We'll get to do what we got to do. Go to December. Go to December and count the wins.
No, don't do that. Please
No. Rico, this is a horror movie. Open that door and walk down the dark corridor. I promise you the killer's not there.
Hey, brother, I'm black. I'm getting in the car and I'm going home.
You're first to go in the horror movie.
The second you say, hey, go through that door, you go through that door, I'm going home.
And dead. Oh, for December.
No. Go look at December. Where's the win?
You don't. You know what? I would set the over-under at 0.5.
There you go.
This is the Prop Bet Casino.
There you go.
David, Milwaukee, at Boston, at New York, Utah, at Phoenix, at L.A., at Sacramento, at Denver.
They can beat Utah.
So that's what I said. I would say that at 0.5. Do you win a game in December?
2-4-8. Is Tom Gorris aware the season started? Your thoughts?
He'll be out the L.A. game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.